I've had a number of people have come to me that are wheelchair based within the town, young people, and they have been offering their assistance and their opinions and about work going forward, what needs, and they're obviously identifying a lot of issues, not just with the conditions of the existing footpath, but the lack of footpaths and the lack of access, and because obviously everything's waiting on the bypass of the town, but we need to do something with the actual town itself. The amount of lorries, it's one of the few, it's only a large town now left in Donegal in the region. There's a national primary road that's got large lorries and vehicles going 24/7, and that's causing an awful lot of damage and pollution and different things within the town. So I was reasonably happy at the response, because they've identified short-term funding, such as a park and display. There's some additional monies there left over after the street sweeping. So she's allocated, or she's going to allocate the agreement now, something like 50,000 to identify some of the trips, and that will be done immediately within the main towns. And also then the development contribution schemes. This is the money that's lifted in each local area from development. So she's going to sort of earmark about 50,000 of that. So she's working with about 100,000 to do short, immediate, emergency jobs. But as the CEO himself had said to me, you need to have a plan of the town. You need to have a plan and going forward. And because no plan means no funding. And we will need national funding, quite substantial, a few hundred thousand, to kind of upgrade the whole footpath. Like you see in all our towns around the county, there's been quite a bit of work done. And this is just basic work that every other town has, and it's access. And the amount of, like, we have a number of large schools, we have a hospital there, and we have quite a bit of passing traffic, pedestrian. You've obviously make a family, so we're bringing a lot of tourism. And, like, really, anybody coming on now, the county is passing through Balbafay, so it urgently needs done. And small funding will do emergency work, but it will not do the overall upgrade of what's actually needed.
And as you said, whereas a lot of people are saying we're waiting for the bypass, we're waiting for the 10T projects to be initiated, the reality is it's going to be minimum 5 to 6 years, if not longer, before we actually see those projects realised. And it could be quite a bit longer going by previous experience. So you can't say we'll just leave it until the bypass is ready. That just isn't going to cut water with anybody, really.
No, and I get that response even back from senior management. I looked into the motion then at one stage there for a western link, for the link would go around the opposite end of the town and the bypasses to pick up all the Northern Ireland and traffic coming up from the cross and everything else, because even after the bypass is built, the traffic from the cross and across the border is still going to have to go through Navney Street and Clay's Corner. So, like, they are working on that. They're looking at a number of link roads now from Donegal Street down to the Glenfinnan Street. But, you know, it's the existing structure within the town, never mind all the new stuff that we're pushing from. And, you know, you would have thought that Balbafay and Stornoway was actually at advantage of every other town in Donegal, the fact that we can get money from the National Primary Roads, where other towns normally wouldn't be. But they're actually saying no, that we can't get money from them. And, you know, the National Roads Authority and the TIA have responsibility for National Primary Roads. And the main one, both the M13, 14, 15, is all kind of going into that area. So, like, I have asked Graeme McKeever to go back. She would be our local engineer, and she's attended that meeting. And we have got agreement with all the councillors now that we will put some kind of plan together and obviously consult people, like, with disabilities and that as well. Because if we're going to do it, let's do it right.